不好。
Some people had a very hard time getting here.
能来到这里就不容易哦。
But you are here.
今天你们终于来到了。
And Johnson, we did an announcement for you.
Johnson, we did an announcement for you.、
Sorry. Hallelujah. You see, we didn't know that there was an event in central London. I think it's a triathlon or something.
今天是因为伦敦有很多的活动，所以今天交通堵塞很厉害。
I don't understand why can't they just go to a park somewhere, you know?
我就不知道他们为什么就不能去一个公园，为什么要把路堵上给我们呢？
Well, we live in London.
那我们是活在伦敦，没办法。
Okay, we need to pray for London.
所以我们要为伦敦祷告了。
So that we get a traffic jam for people going to church.
让我们不用再来教会的路上还要碰到交通问题。
So anyway, welcome.
大家欢迎大家。
Welcome for being here.
欢迎你们来到我们当中。
Now, I just like to encourage people. If you've got anybody sick at home,
我想鼓励大家说，如果你们有家里有病人的话，
can't come to church.
然后因为太严重的病不能够来到我们这边的话，
you're about to go back to your own country.
或者是有人可能要回到自己的国家，
and there's somebody sick there.
然后发现原来家中有人生病的话，
and you're not that confident in praying for people.
然后你又不是很自信说是自己可以给他们这样祷告。
As I was praying this week, the Holy Spirit reminded me of something.
那我这一周在祷告的时候，圣灵有提醒我一件事情。
And it's in the It's not on the slide, don't go to the slides, okay? It's in Acts chapter 19, verse 12.
在使徒行传十九章十二节。
If you've got your Bible, turn to it, right? Acts chapter 19, verse 12 says, sorry, verse 11 to 12, right?
从十一节开始，十七章。
It says, now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul.
那我们从十九章的第十一节开始看，上面写着神借着保罗的手行了些非常的奇事。
So God worked miracles because Paul had hands.
那神之所以能够行非常的奇事，是因为保罗的手。
Do we have any hands?
那我们都有手，对不对？
So if you got hands,
那如果你有手的话，
God can do miracles.
神可以借着你的手来做奇事。
Amen? That's what verse 11 says. Hands.
这是十一节所告诉我们的哦。
That's what you need, hands.
所以你们需要手。
So we got them, huh?
是不是都有手呢？
And then verse 12 says, so even the handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirit went out of them.
十九章十二节继续说，甚至有人从保罗身上要拿手巾或者围裙放在病人的身上。
Okay, so if you got a pair of hands,
如果你的手有手的话，
you got a handkerchief,
或者你有手巾的话，
or you got an apron,
或者你有围裙。
In other words, bring to church a handkerchief, some cloth, or someone's the sick person's clothes.
所以我是在鼓励你们拿把那个病人的衣服呀，或者是手巾啊，或者是围裙啊，反正只要是他的身上所有的东西，就都可以取一样来。
So now we want to introduce this into the church.
那我们不会说马上就跟教会说。
No, we want to introduce the church.
我们现在想要跟教会说。
现在。
我们就这样做好不好？
Now, then put it onto the platform.
然后呢，就把你们把拿来病人的这些衣服和这些布料呢，就放在我们的台上。现在可以看到，现在已经有一个了。
What happened is this.
那会发生什么呢？
The presence of God comes very heavy on the platform.
当神的同在非常强烈的时候，在我们的这个台上。
I tell you, those people who does interpreting know what I'm talking about.
那你们知道我在说什么是吧？
People who interpret, right, can feel the power of God.
那其实我们只要是在台上的人，都能感觉到这种同在。
And the substance on God is transferable.
因为神是可以，我们这种同在是可以到我们
so if the,
从一样事情到另外一样事情上面。
Here,
所以在这里的衣服如果都被留在台上的话，
right? And you leave it for the whole service,
你们把它就放在台上整个聚会。
And what you do is, then what you do, you take it back home.
然后呢，你把它带回家。
After you know, we can pray about it and pray, take it back home.
我们为它祷告，然后你把它带回家。
And then if the person is sick in bed,
如果呢家里有病人的话，
or at night,
或者是晚上，
place it on their bed,
你把这个
on their chest, wherever the problem is,
你把这个东西呢就放在这个病人的身边或者身上。
And maybe even get the person to wear the very clothes.
如果是件衣服的话，你甚至可以让这个病人把它穿上。
And let's trust God for the miracle.
让我们就来相信神是这样行神迹。
Because the word of God says so.
因为经文就是这样说的。
Amen.In my early days, I actually did this before.
以前我就有这样做过哦。
And then, I mean, I remember taking my jacket off.
我那个时候记得我把我的夹克衫脱下来。
It was full of power.
然后上面有很多能量。
I remember flinging it on people.
我当时就记得我在那里甩着那个身上的衣服，当时就有人倒下了。
So we believe.
所以我就相信。
What the word of God says.
神的话就是这样说的。
So if people can't come,
如果有人
bring a piece of cloth.
如果有人就是人不能来到当中，把他的身体的一个物件拿来。
And if you're going back to visit somebody who's sick in another country.
如果你要是要去不同的国家去看一个病人的话
，bring it here.
你把那个
put it on the table somewhere near the front.
你放一个物件放到台上。
And let it soak.The anointing of God.
让他在神的同在中浸泡着。
And you never know.
你就想象不到会发生什么。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God's glory is a substance.
因为神的荣耀是实体。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
We pray for all those people that cannot come to church.
我们今天为这些无法来到我们当中的人祷告。
And they are sick.
他们也有人是生病的。
Father, stretch out your hand.
主啊，伸出你的手。
And we ask for your mercy.
我们今天来求你的怜悯。
To touch their lives.
来祝福这些人的生命。
Let everyone here today.
让今天来所在之人。
Be healthy.
都能够在健康当中。
Be healed.
在医治当中。
And Lord, every item from now on in this church.
主啊，只要是在这个教会的每一件物体。
That is placed in the front.
凡是放在台上的每一件物体。
Pray that you will honor.
我们都祷告主，你亲自来荣耀，
person's faith,
来荣耀这个人对你的信心。
So that when we take back that item,
所以当我们把这个物体拿回去时，
you will honor their faith,
主啊，你会荣耀这个人的信心。
Because your presence,
因为你的同在，
is captured in there,
是在他们当中。
Wherever there is faith,
不管哪里有信心，
the presence of God is there,
哪里就有神的同在。
We know that, Lord,
我们知道这样。
Because God, we believe in you.
主啊，我们相信你。
We believe that you would do more miracles in the church.
我们相信你会在教会里面做更大的奇事。
Than we've ever seen before.
是我们以前没有见过的。
And we thank you for this place.
主啊，我们谢谢你为这个地
方。We thank you for this building.
我们为这个地方来谢谢你。
Where revivals happened in the past.
就在这样的一个地方，曾经有大的复兴发生。
And we want to see that again.
主啊，我们要再次看见你的复兴。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.In the next few weeks,
在接下来的几周呢
？In the next few weeks,
在接下来的几周
，many families are away.
很多家庭都会离开，不在哦，回国的回国。
Look, is this bright enough? Is that okay? Is it so? Camera is bright enough. So the church could potentially look a bit empty.
那教会呢，就会感觉看着空空的了。
So that's why you need to come to church.
那你要再不来的话就更空了。
Amen. And unfortunately, our Mandarin interpreter.
那不幸的是我们这个普通话的翻译者。
And Ruth as well.
还有 Ruth.
Who on the 18th, no one's here.
那就是8月18号那天都不在。
And so those of you, for the sake of those of you who are late, we're going to make it a Cantonese service. Because...There's only Cantonese interpreters.
所以那一天呢，我们就不能够做普通话的聚会了，因为我们只有广东话的翻译者在。
Amen. So I hope you attend the church and support us.
所以我就算是广东话，你们也要继续来到哦。
While these brothers and sisters go back to their countries to make disciples.
当我们这些其他的同工要去其他的国家去培养更多的门徒。
Amen. So the next 4 weeks.
所以在下面接着4周。
And maybe in the future we should actually just close.In August.
那说不定我们八月份就要关门了。
Like the rest of Europe are closed in August.
就像欧洲一样，都会全部关门。
But unfortunately, we can't.
我们又不能关。
So I thank you for those who are serving.
所以谢谢这些一直在服侍的人。
That you're here.
你们还在的人。
While the others are enjoying suffering for Christ.
那其他的人呢？他们都会为耶稣来献身。
Amen. Okay. So wherever you are in the summer,
所以不管你们夏天到底去了哪里
，enjoying your holidays,
你们都来享受你们的度假时间。
Don't forget,
但是不要忘记哦
，to make disciples,
要去培养门徒哦。
Amen, Hallelujah. In today's sermon, I want to continue on what I've been preaching about the last 2 weeks.
那今天的讲道呢，跟我们前面几周的讲道都是像连续剧一样相关的。
And we're going to go back to a key verse.
所以我们要回去我们上周已经提过的一个经文。
You see, one of the greatest mistakes Christians can make is to listen to God's word.
那基督徒犯的一个很大的错误就是他们听了神的话
and don't do anything about it.
但是什么也不做。
That is the reason why Christianity doesn't work.
这是为什么基督教的信仰对很多人来说就不管用。
Even if I give you the best medicine,
也许我把最好的药放到你的面前
if you don't take it,
但是你自己要是不吃那个药的话
you will still be sick.
那就还是生病啊。
So when we were talking about forgiveness,
所以当我们讲到宽恕时
where you have to sow the mustard seed of faith,
那你要把那个像芥菜种子一项小的种子
if you don't sow it,
如果你不种这个种子的话
if you don't believe in it,
如果你不相信这个种子的话
if you don't do it,
如果你自己又不服从的话
you still be bound in bitterness, you still be hating, you still be all kinds of problems in your life.
那你仍然在憎恨当中、苦读当中、各样的问题当中。
God has nothing new to say.
神就对你就没有什么新的话好说
了。What he says is already in the Bible.
因为神想要说的话都记载在圣经里面。
That's why while some Christians are finding Christianity so alive, so real, others are finding it quite tedious, not relevant, because you are not applying the word of God.
所以一边我们有一群非常火热的基督徒，深知神的话语这么的火热，这么的好，一边又有另外一群基督徒非常的丧气，会说神的话就不管用。
God does not violate his own word.
神不会矛盾的。
He does not say something and do something else.
神不会说一句话，然后又做不同的事情。
The more longer I become a Christian, the more I realize God's word is so reliable.
那我们当基督徒的时间越长，我们就越发现神的话语是这么的真
实。Every time when something is not working in my life, it's usually because there is something that I missed in the word.
当我突然发现我的生命中有一个什么东西不管用的时候，我就会发现是原来我在圣经里面没有这样的认识和真理。
And when I ask the Holy Spirit, usually it gets revealed.
当我来问问圣灵的时候，圣灵会亲自启示。
Most of the time, he reveals it in the word.
神会借着神的话语来启示。
This is what's missing.
说这一句就是你一直错过的话。
Or he can say, I never said that.
说我从来没有刚说你刚才说的那个话呀。
You Christians say that, but I don't never said it.
你们基督徒老是说神说，你看看圣经，我没有这样说啊。
And that's why whenever there is something that usually doesn't work, it's because there is a problem with our interpretation or the way we read the word of God, or we don't know is in the word of God.
所以当我们的生命中觉得很多事情不管用的时候，是因为我们要不然就是误解了圣经，要不然就是没有好好读圣经，却错过了那些话语。
God made the earth through the word.
神是借着说话来造世界的。
Let there be.
就说只要它成了。
We exist today because God says so.
我们之所以存在，就是因为神的一句话。
We are the manifestation of the word of God.
我们就是神话语的彰显。
Amen. The world came into existence because of His word.
世界之所以存在，就是神话语的彰显。
Hallelujah. So if it doesn't work,
所以你要是说这信仰不管用，
it's not because the word is the problem.
那不是说神的话不管用有问题哦。
It's a problem of obedience.
是顺服不顺服的问题。
Amen. Now, because we disobey God's word,
当我们不听从神的话时，
We Christian make as though God is a liar.
我们就会觉得神好像在撒谎。
Because it doesn't work.
因为觉得不管用啊。
No, we is more like God is not the liar, but we are the disobedient.
不是神的话不管用，神又不是撒谎的人，是我们没有顺服而已。
Amen. Amen. If you don't believe me, try out the Word of God. If next time when you read the Word of God and the Holy Spirit hits you in the heart, do it and see what happens.
你要是不信的话，你下次试一试。你在读圣经的时候，神说要怎么怎么样的时候，你就真真实实的行动上，看看到底怎么发生。
It could be something very, very simple.
可能会是一个很简单的事情哦。
That's why we need to 听话。
That's why we need to obey.
Amen. That's why our children need to 听话。Yeah, you need to listen.
这是为什么小孩子我们老是对他说要听话哦。
If you don't listen, you never learn, and nothing changes.
你要是不听话的话，你就不会学习到，你也不会改变到。
That's why you could be a Christian for many years and nothing happens because you fundamentally have not yet fulfilled God's word has asked you to do.
所以你可能会当基督徒很多年了，可是呢，身上却什么事情都没有发生，因为神的话就从来没有真的彰显过。
And so Christianity becomes a religion.
所以基督教就变成了一个所谓的宗教而已。
Rather than the truth.
而不是真理
了。Rather than a way of living.
而不是真的生活的方式
了。I tell you, brothers and sisters, you can literally live your life by the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们是真的可以靠着神的话语而活的。
It really, really works.
真的是管用的。
Amen. Luke chapter 17, verse 5 and 6, we read this for 3 weeks now.
路加福音17章5到6节，我们连续三周都在这个经文上面。
Let's read this again. The apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted into the sea, and it would obey you.
使徒对主说，请加增我们的信心。主说，你们若有信心像一粒芥菜种，就是对这棵桑树说，你要连根拔起，我丢在海里，他也会听从你们。
So we concluded that this verse is about forgiveness.
所以我们之前有说到，这句经文其实关乎讲饶恕的事情。
And that the mustard seed is a decision of faith.
然后我们说的芥菜种是我们已经做好决定的那个信心。
When you say Lord,I have decided
说主啊，我已经决定了
to forgive,
要来宽恕
and it will happen.
这个事情就会发生
The mulberry tree will listen to you.
桑树就会听从你的
But then, have you ever read the verses after that?
那你们有没有读过后面接着又讲什么呢
So today we're going to look at the verses after that.
那我们今天来继续看后面的那节经文
Verse 7
来第七节
Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him, when he has come in from the field, come at once, recline at the table?
你们当中有仆人耕地或者是放羊从田里回来，就对他说，你快坐下来，快进来坐下来吃饭吧。
It looks as though Jesus is changing the subject, but he's not.
好像突然觉得耶稣改了个话题，其实没有。
But this verse is very peculiar.
但是这句经文就来得很莫名其妙。
So he was talking about the mulberry tree, he was talking about sowing the mustard seed. Now he's talking about if you had a servant who's finished his job, yeah?
前面呢就是讲耕地啊，又讲，前面又讲什么桑树啊，种子，现在突然就讲到一个仆人，说他刚从田里回来。
He finished plowing the field. He finished feeding the sheep.
他刚耕完地，放完羊。
And he said, "Would you say to the servant?"
他说，你会对这个仆人这样说吗？
啊，辛苦了，辛苦了。
Oh, thank you for your hard work.
Come, 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 come.
Please, 来过，快过来。
Sit down and enjoy a meal at the table.
好好吃一顿饭吧，来享受一下。
That's quite reasonable.
是不是觉得好像也挺对理的
That's Christianity
说嗯，这是基督教的 教导不是吗
We always very nice
我们老是在基督教的教导说你要当好人、啊、
And we think that's what God would say、
啊、我们就会自己按照自己的方法来解读说哦，这就是神在说要当好人、啊、
Let's have a look at verse 8
不是的我们来看看第八节
these are the words of Jesus It's in red
我们看看第八节在一般的有些经文上是红字哦，都是耶稣的原话
He said, Will he not Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me, dress properly, serve me while I eat, and afterwards you will eat and drink.
那这个人岂不该对他的仆人说，你给我预备晚餐，束上带子来伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝，对吗？
So Jesus is saying in a parable,
耶稣在
if you had a servant who just finished his work,You said, would you invite him to recline in a table and eat? He said, no.
耶稣是在说，如果你有一个仆人，你会不会那么好的对他？他说，做完工了以后，你还做晚饭等他吃。
He said, instead, you say to the servant, hey, you finish work. I know you work 10 hours, 12 hours, but go and prepare meal for me, change clothes, and wait upon me while I'm eating.
但是耶稣不是这样的，他说一般的仆人你都会跟他说，你好不容易做完了，管你做了有10小时、12小时，现在该你为我预备晚餐，然后带上袋子来伺候我，等我来吃喝完。
What happens If I did that to you all,
如果我今天这样对你们，你们会怎么感受？
You immediately will leave the church and
你们就马上离开教会，再也不要来教会了。
Amen. But Jesus is saying,
但是耶稣却在说，
If you had a servant, isn't that what you would do?
如果你有一个仆人，你不是该这样做的吗？
In our minds, very unreasonable.
在我们的头脑里面觉得 不应该
这样啊。 It can't be right.
这不对啊，这不是当好人啊。
Let's read on.
然后我们继续来看。
Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So also when you have done all that you have commanded, saying, We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.
第九节继续说，仆人照着所吩咐的去做，主人难不成还谢谢他吗？那这样，你们做完了一切所吩咐的，还要说我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们该做的。
You see, remember, we have just read the mustard seed and the sowing, yeah?
我们前
and the mulberry tree.
我们前面读的叫做什么？信心啊，种子呀，然后桑树。
And then Jesus comes with such a parable, and you go, "What on earth is he talking about?"
然后突然神就大转弯，突然来谈到这个仆人的问题，会让我们一头雾水。
Not only does a servant who worked a whole day have to serve the master, change his clothes, stand by while he's eating, which takes a long time.
那这个仆人本来就很不容易了，已经工作了整整一天了，还要回来做饭，还要换上衣服，还要站在那里伺候他的主人先吃完自己还没得吃。
Then he eats.
然后才能吃。
Then he say.
然后他说。
Thank you, Master. I'm unworthy.
还要对他的主人说，哦，谢谢主人，我是太无用的仆人了。
Let's read verse 9 again. Does he thank?
看看第九节说，主难不成主人还要谢谢他？
Does the master say, "Thank you, Joshua, for such a hard work. You can now have your meal"?
难道主人会要对你说，谢谢你这样的来伺候我，让我吃了这么好的一餐饭吗？
No, he said. Rather, you say, "Lord, I'm unworthy."
不是的，你反倒是作为仆人应该这样说，说主啊，我们是无用的仆人。
How can that be Christianity?
你们读到这里还觉得这是基督教吗？
How can that be God?
你们觉得读到这里还觉得像神吗？
You see, immediately when we read this parable, we're thinking the master is God.Jesus,
一般的人
and the servant is us.
读到这里都直接按照自己的方式来解读，说哦，主人就是神，然后仆人就是我。
That's not, that can't be right.
其实就错了。
No, you read it correctly.
哦，他们其实是对了，你有读正确，
It's exactly
因为你觉得不合理。
What Jesus is saying.
这个不合理的东西正是耶稣想告诉你的。
So what does this all mean?
所以他到底要告诉你什么？
You see, Jesus is not depicting the master. He's depicting the attitude.
那耶稣所想讲的不是说这个主人怎么样，而是说他的态度怎么样。
He is not using this parable to describe the relationship between us and God as a model.
耶稣用这个比喻并不是要我们误以为这是在描述我们和神之间的奴仆的关系。
We know it is not the way God treats us.
我们知道神不是这样对我们的。
But rather, the parable is to focus on the attitude of the servant.
但是这个比喻仅仅是让我们来看到一个仆人该有的态度。
We know God is not like that.
我们知道我们的主人没有这么坏了。
But God, Jesus uses that parable in order to make a point about attitude as a servant.
但是耶稣给的这个寓意主要是讲到仆人应该有一个什么样的态度。
You see, Jesus is saying,If you want the hate, the anger, the bitterness to leave you, once you made that decision and you sow the mustard seed,
当耶稣是在说，如果你已经做好决定要把这个芥菜种的信心拿出来，你里面的那些苦毒啊、憎恨啊
，faith won't increase.
那光靠信心来增加
，the bitterness and the unforgiveness will not happen.
那你会发现你的那些苦毒啊不原谅啊还在里面。
It will not leave you.
你会发现他就不走，这个态度还在那里。
Unless you learn obedience.
除非你学会一个顺服的态度。
Because most Christians, when they pray, they feel I am entitled.
很多基督徒祷告的时候会觉得这是我的本该得的。
我很应该，我很应该。
觉得好像我应该的，该我的。
We often approach God as though I'm entitled for you to act upon my prayers.
很多人祷告的时候会对神说，我觉得这是我应该所得的，你该给我的。
You need to take away my unforgiveness because you are God.And I'm your son.
那应该是你该做的，是你要拿走我的苦毒，我的宽恕，因为你是神，你不是说我是你儿子吗？
So Jesus, I've now done what Joshua told me to do. I sown the seed now of mustard seed. I made the decision. So now do it.
那现在耶稣，我已经做了我的牧师所教我的，我已经放下了那个芥菜的种子，我已经决定了要饶恕。主啊，你现在来加增信心吧。
Because if you don't do it, I'm not going to come to church anymore.
主啊，你要是再这么做都不给我加增信心的话，那我就不要来教会了。
We act like a spoiled child, entitled.
我们就像一个小孩子一样，自以为自己该得的来祷告。
Give it to me now.
说主啊，要现在就要。
Amen. And that is the.Attitude of the Western Church.
那这个就是很多西方教会的人的祷告方式。
Everywhere you go, Christians think this way.
你不管去到哪里，你发现基督徒都是这样来思想的。
What makes Christianity not working is entitlement.
为什么很多基督教在对很多人来说不管用？因为他们觉得他们该了他们的。
I have worked all day.
我已经工作了一整天了。
I'm entitled to sit down and eat.
该我得的，让我可以坐下来好好吃饭了。
You, master, can wait.
你这些主人就等我一下。
When I have time,
让等我有时间的时候。
Then I will serve you.
我再来伺候你吃饭吧。
Amen. Lord,
主啊。
When I have time,
当我有时间。
When I made all my money,
当我把我钱赚够
了。When I retire.
当我退休之后
Then I will serve you.
我再来服侍你
Because I'm working all day.
因为主啊你看到没有我一天到晚都在工作
I don't have time 我没时间 to serve you a meal.
我没有时间来给你做饭
Do you understand?
能听懂吗
Jesus said you have no right to talk like this.
耶稣说你没有任何权利这样跟主来说话
We have no rightTo demand anything from God.
我们没有任何的权利从神那里这样子的来要东西。
Amen. This is why, brothers and sisters, many times things do not work. Christianity does not work. It's not because it doesn't work. It's because of our attitude towards God.
所以很多时候，当你们说基督教的东西都不管用，不管用，是因为我们对神的态度全然错误。
Because.The Bible talks more than just when it comes to God delivering you, there are many other things that you need to do that which the Bible tells you to do before it happens.
那当你说神啊，你来释放我，其实圣经里面有教有一些你需要负责任的事情哦。
And what is that?
那个要负责任的是什么？
You need to obey what the Bible says.
你需要来顺服圣经所说的话。
So when I lay hands,
那我们放按手。
You're sick.
然后说你生病了。
Or when you have a need,
或者你有一个需要。
You say, Lord, please help me.
然后你说主啊，你来帮助我。
And the Lord will help you.
主会来帮助你。
But for your part,
但是你自己要做的那一份是什么？
You have to believe.
你需要相信。
Amen. Oh Lord, you have to heal me.
主啊，你必须来医治我。
He said, "I will."
主说我会的。
Believe me.
你来相信我，
医治你好吗 ？I will, Lord, heal my marriage.
说主啊，你来医治我的婚姻。
Change my husband.
来改变我的丈夫。
And the Lord will say, "Yes, I will."
神说我会的。
But you need to do something first.
但是我先让你做一件事好吗
？Entitlement is, Lord.Change my husband.
那自以为是的祷告就是主啊，你来改变我的丈夫。
The Lord will.
神说我会。
Because you've sown the mustard seed.
因为你已经做好了这个决定，
种了这个种子。But God then is focused on you.
然后神就对你说话。
Now.
那现在。
Listen to me.
听我的话。
Forgive.
饶恕。
Let go.
放手。
Amen. Amen. Let me give you another very simple one.
让我再给你一个例子吧。
Lord, I need a job.
主啊，我需要一个工作。
Things are happening. Why are you not blessing me?
那这么多事情发生，你一直都没有祝福我。
And the Lord will say, Yes, I will.
神说我会的。
Entitlement will never really say, will never want to listen to God.
那当我们自以为是的时候，我们就不想去听神的话。
Entitlement is give me.
自以为是的时候就会说，神啊，你给我，给我。
But God can easily give you.
但神其实给你很容易的。
But he needs you to change your attitude.
但他需要你先改变你的态度。
He needs you to listen.
他需要你先听话。
Son,
说儿子
I really want to bless you.
我很想来祝福你。
What I want to see from you is for you to honor your parents.
但是我就是想看一件事情，就是你来尊重你的父母。
Because it's a commandment.
因为这是十诫，不是吗？
Honor your mom and mother and father.
所以要尊重你的父母。
That your days may be long.
让你的日子活得长久。
Amen.Because God wants to bless you,
因为神想祝福你啊。
Neither can he violate his word.
他又不能够违反他自己所说的话。
Do you understand?
能听明白吗？
So we don't know what is going on when we pray.
所以我们很多时候祷告的时候，自己都没有检查自己的态度。
We don't know what is standing in between us and the answer prayer.
很多时候我们自己都没闹明白，在我们和那个祷告得答复中间是有一个什么阻拦。
When we sow the mustard seed of faith,
当我们把这个芥菜种的信心放下去时，
God will begin a process for it to grow.
神就开始让这个种子慢慢的长大。
And part of the process could be undoing things in your heart, changing your attitude, changing your mind.
那这个整个过程中，神就会让慢慢改变你的态度，让慢慢解开你的心结。
Because Unforgiveness is just one thing, but there are many other little roots of other things that need to be dealt with.
因为不饶恕只是一件事情，可是你的生命中还远不止这么一件要去处理的。
So God is saying,
所以神在说,
rather than saying, unfair, I'm so tired, why do I have to serve you?
与其你作为仆人你在这里说不公平我都累得不行了，为什么我要这样子来侍奉你？
Lord, I don't have time to go to church. I don't have time to pray to you.
主啊,
I don't have time.
我没时间，我没有时间来祷告，我没有时间去教会陪你。
And that's why nothing happens.
所以就什么都没发生啊。
Because that's why nothing changed.
所以什么也没有变化啊。
Because you don't have time for God.
因为你说你给神都没时间嘛。
But God is saying, I know you are tired.
但是神却说，我知道你累。
I know you're very hurt.
我知道你受伤害。
But you still need to listen to me.
但是你还是要听话啊。
Amen. And the listening bit.Is the problem.
所以听话就成了一个很大的阻拦。
Amen. Like a doctor saying to you, I know you are in pain.
就像医生对你说，我知道你现在疼痛。
But you need to take this.
但是你要吃这个药啊。
You need to listen to me.
你要听话呀，把这药吃下去。
You are not the doctor, I am.
你又不是医生，我是医生。
You see, many times when I go to prayer, I'm the one who's giving God instructions.
很多时候，当我来祷告的时候，是我告诉神怎么来治我。
主啊，你应该这样，你应该这样，你应该这样。
Lord, you should do this and that.
Amen. We tell God what to do.
是我们告诉神说，来指示他该怎么做。
And we complain how dreadful life is.
然后我们还不停地抱怨说我们的生命怎么老是不管用呢？有这么多事情。
But God knows.
但是神却知道。
God saying that is not the issue.
神说这些根本就不是问题。
The issue is listen.
问题就是你没听话。
Amen. And this is what the parable is about.
所以这个预言其实是在讲这个问题。
It's about us getting rid of this entitlement.Attitude.
是在对我们说要我们拿走这样子的自以为是的态度。
God, you have to.
觉得神该了给我们的。
Why does he have to?
为什么神这么该了给你的？
Why does he have to?
凭什么这样说神要该了给你的？
He is the king.
他是王。
He is God.
他是神。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
But he also, right?Want to change you.
但是他同样也要改变我们。
He also want to heal you.
也同样想来医治我们。
Amen. When we look at our children,
当我们看看我们自己的孩子，
our children are full of foolishness.
当我们看到孩子身上的愚昧时，
When I was young, I had answers for everything.
我在他们觉得他们小的时候，对很多事情都有答案。
Amen. Especially when I was a young pastor.
当我自己还是一个年轻的牧师的时候
，Everything I had an answer.
我自以为我对所有的问题都有答案。
My theology was better than any professor.
我自以为我的神学比所有的那些神学者都厉害。
Even though I know nothing.
其实我那个时候一无所知。
I had an answer.
但是那个时候我自以为都有答案了。
And I had an answer. I'm so convinced. I'm willing to go and.Start a revolution.
我还相信我那个时候都有能力可以开始一个新的革命。
And that's why you get a lot of young people out there. But what do they know?
所以你可以看到外头有很多的年轻人，他们自以为自己在侍奉神，他们真的知道什么？
So everything was black and white when I was young.
所以当我年轻时，我觉得好像就是黑白分得很清楚。
And as my hair became grow gray,
但是当我头发看看变成灰色时
I realized life is not that straightforward, not black and white. Some things are gray.
我才发现原来生命中不是什么都是黑白分得这么清楚，有很多的灰色地带。
Gray is called wisdom.
这个灰色地带叫做智慧。
Amen. I used to say, you are right and you are wrong.
我以前总会很完全的说你是对的他是错的
Now I say both of you are right and both of you are wrong
现在我经常会对你们说你们两个都有对的地方两个都有错的地方
Gray
这个就是我说的灰色地带
Nothing is so straightforward
没有什么事情会这么的黑白分明
Our problems are not straightforward
我们的问题也没有这么的黑白分明
Only God can work out how to solve your problem
因为只有神才能够把它分清楚来理清楚来帮你解决问题
He's a surgeon
神是你我的那个动刀医生。
Many times when you deal with God, it looks like God has got a knife and is about to kill you.
每次当你跟神交往的时候，你会发现神就像是一个要拿着手术刀的医生，好像来准备来割你的刀。
If you can see God with a knife,
如果你看到一个拿着刀的神
coming towards you,
来到你的面前
，is he a surgeon or is he a butcher?
那你要想清楚了，他是内科医生呢，还是他是那个屠夫
？Both of them use knife.
他们俩都有用刀哦
But with very different purpose.
但是有两个完全不同的目的哦
So do you see God as a butcher or a surgeon?
所以神在你的眼中是个屠夫还是一个内科医生呢
Many times I see God like, God you're trying to kill me.
所以每次都会对神说主啊你是要杀掉我吗
Not only are you not answering my prayer but you're making my life worse.
你又不答我的祷告而且我的生活还越来越糟
And I used to get so angry.
我那时候就对神很生气。
But then later on, when the whole situation passed, I said, "God, you are so wise."
后来等我一路走过来，回头一看，说：“哇，神，你好有智慧。
”I would have never done it that way.
我从来都没有想到会这样的一种做法，竟然会成了。
你真的厉害，主啊！你真的厉害。
You're really wise, Lord.
You see, while you're in it, God looks like He's going to kill you.
所以你当时在局中人的时候，你觉得神要杀了你。
But instead, He's actually delivering you.
其实神却是用在那个方式来释放你。
So what does he want you to do?
那神想让你做什么
？Be still and know that I am God.
让你安静，知道我是神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is hard.
这个是很难哦。
For me, be still.
让我能够站着不动的那种感觉，安息下来的。
Be still.
说安静下来。
Let the knife come.
让那个刀过来。
Let him.
直接来切我吧
And let him operate.
让神在我的身上做工作
Trust that he's not killing you.
还要相信他不是在杀你哦
Sometimes God can use an enemy as a knife.
很多时候神可以用一个敌人来做一把刀
Pray that it doesn't happen to you.
你就祷告让这样的事情不要发生在你身上。
When God uses an enemy as a knife,
当神用你的敌人做一把刀时候
it's so painful.
好痛苦哦。
And it looks like God is on the enemy side.
因为感觉神没站我这边的，站敌人那边的。
Empowering the enemy to kill you.
好像在给敌人力量来杀害我。
And that's how it feels like.
当时就是这个感觉。
But when you close your eyes,
当你闭上眼睛。
And when you trust him,
当你说主啊，我信你。
And you just grip your teeth,
然后你就咬着你的牙齿。
Let him take you through the process,
让你把他带进这个整个的手术过程。
You realize,
然后你会发现这个过程之后，
很舒服。
你会觉得 comfortable,
it feels good,
感觉好了。
What happened?
说诶，发生什么了
？Only God knows,
只有神知道。
Amen. You see. What happened just there? My faith increased.
当时发生了什么？我的信心加增了。
The apostles say, increase our faith.
所以回答了这些使徒们的祷告，他说，主啊，来加增我的信心。
Your faith can only increase through event after event, God taking you through a process to prepare you for the crisis.
所以啊，你的信心的增加是永远是有一个过程的，是一件事接着一件事的发生。神是需要这样的所有的事情发生，让你能够认识
他。The worst thing you can do is sit up in a hospital bed, pull all the tubes out, change your gown and go home.
那你最不要做的就是你在手术台上决定要自己起来，然后把所有的管子都拔掉，然后就回家。
Amen.Then you will never change.
那你就永远都没有什么改变了。
If you trust God,
你要是信神的话，
tie your hands,
把你的手自己捆起来，
yourself,
自己捆好。
Get someone to tie you down.
找别人快点把你全部都捆到床上，不要动。
Ask someone to pray for you.
然后有人给你祷告说，
the more they pray,
让他们为你祷告，
the more you will sit still.
他们越祷告，你就越能安静下来。
Because being still is faith.
因为能够安静下来就是信心。
Amen. So the key, brothers and sisters, is faith.
所以关键还是信心。
That's how you can forgive.
这是为什么有着信心才能够饶恕。
When you make the decision to forgive,
当你决定要饶恕时，
that's not the end of it.
这都没有完。
I said God begins the process.
神就只是开始了这么一个过程。
And in that process, it's a spiral that goes up.
在这个过程当中，它是这样绕着绕着上去的。
And each time you're looking at your situation differently.
每次你看到你的问题，都会有一个不同的视角。
Each time your faith arises.
每一次你发现你的视角，通过不同的视角，你的信心就开始加增。
Until you get to a certain point.
直到你到了一个点上。
Where the unforgiveness just falls out.
突然你发现我的不饶恕发生了，我的饶恕发生了。
God's knife just cut it off.
你会发现神终于用他的刀把这个事情剪断了。
Brothers and sisters, I have seen so many people being delivered.
弟兄姊妹们，我见到这么多的人被得释放。
And each one of them obeyed.
他们每一次都是因着这顺服的原因。
I've seen so many not delivered.
我也看到很多人一直不得释放。
Because I can tell the difference.
我能够看到区别。
When I tell them,
因为
对，
当我跟他说，
okay, 我为你祷告，对 ，I will do it, I will do it,
我会跟他说，
and they really、
我会为你祷告。我会当他那个人回家，也真的是为这个事情祷告。
But then there's others, they ended up giving me a sermon.
但是也有人，他们就反倒给我讲一餐道，来教育教育我。
Why I am wrong? Why this and that?
来教育我说，
I saw this video,
我看了这个书，
I saw
我看了这个
YouTube
视频，我看了这个人的讲道，他们是这么说的。
And when people say that to me, it reminded me when I was younger.
当他这些人这样跟我说的时候，就让我想到了以前年轻时候的我。
Amen. We need to obey.
我们需要来顺服。
Hallelujah. We need to obey.
我们需要顺服。
Now, let me illustrate this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 53 to 54.
马太福音13章55到56节。
And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there.
53到54节。
53到54。Yeah.He went away, and coming to his hometown, he taught them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, Where did this man get his wisdom and mighty works?
耶稣说完这些比喻，他就离开那里，来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教导人，以致他们都很惊讶，说，这人哪里来这样的智慧和异能呢？
Verse 55, Is not this carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary?And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are there not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?
这不是那个木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？他兄弟们不是叫雅各、约瑟、西门、犹大吗？他的姊妹们不是都在我们这里吗？他这一切都是从哪里来的？
Verse 57. And they took offense at him.But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor except his hometown and his own household. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.
57节，他们就厌弃他， 耶稣对他们说，先知除了在本乡与自己的家以外，就没有不被尊敬的。耶稣因为他们的不信，没有在那里行很多的异能。
So the story is, Jesus went back to his hometown.
所以耶稣回到他的本族本乡。
And he did a lot of miracles.
当时
a few miracles.
做的异能很少。
And all the people who knew him when he was a child.
因为那些人在他很小就认识他了。
Who is this?
然后说他是谁？
Isn't it Joseph's son?
这不就是那个约瑟的儿子吗？
Isn't it that his brothers are with us?
他的兄弟们，他的姐妹们，我不都认识吗？
How come he can do all these miracles?
他这些智慧和这些能力从哪来？
Now here's two issues. They can see miracles.
现在有问题，就是他们还是看到了一些神迹。
Jesus was talking mighty things.
因为耶稣也在那里说了很多智慧的话语。
But there was a problem.
但是当时有个问题。
They still see Jesus as the child, the son that they know.
但是他们就是把耶稣基督看成一个普通的凡人，好像以前从小就看到大的一个普通人。
And then the Bible tragically says.That he could not do many mighty things because of the unbelief.
所以圣经竟然这样悲剧的来说，说是因为他们的不信，耶稣行不了异能。
Now, the unbelief is nothing to do with the unbelief of the miracles.
那我们这里说的不信，不是说你不信有神迹发
生。The unbelief is not what he said.
我们说的不信是不是他所说的这种不信。
The unbelief is about who he is.
不信是对耶稣就不认识，都不知道耶稣到底是谁。
And this is an illustration of the problem. It is a diagnosis of our problem.
所以我们看到的这个预言里头的问题，其实是我们人真实的碰到的问题。
If you analyze why is it so difficult for us to believe in God, it's always come down to who is Jesus.
那你们如果来分析分析，为什么我就这么的不信神的时候，你要认真分析，就会发现都跟信耶稣到底是谁有关。
Who is this Jesus with the knife?
这个拿着刀的耶稣是谁？
Is he the butcher?
他是屠夫吗？
Or is he the surgeon?
还是他是那个动手术的医生呢？
So the person that you've been praying to, the person that you sowed your mustard seed to, who is he?
那你这个一直在祷告的人和你这个把芥菜的种子放下的这个人，你对的是谁？
And let me give you the key.
让我来给你一个关键。
When the Holy Spirit takes you through a process,
当圣灵带你走过一个过程
，to increase your faith,
来加增你的信心时
，each time,
每一次
，when you go up,
当你往上走的时候
，you get to know Jesus more,
你都会发现你认识耶稣多了一点。
It is the revelation of Jesus that increases your faith,
是对耶稣本身的启示
，because the more you know who he is.The more your faith will increase.
越认识耶稣，你就越会有自然增加信心的。
The more you will trust him.
就你自然就会更加相信他。
But because of the people did not see him as the son of God, but see him as Jesus, the son of the carpenter.
所以当时同乡人为什么不信？因为他们看不到耶稣是神的儿子，他们看到耶稣只是一个木匠的儿子。
Faith in the Hebrew word means to stand strong.
那信心在希伯来原文里面是说要站得稳
To stand firm
要站得稳哦
It is not I believe, I believe, I believe
不是自己对自己说我相信我相信
It is not a mind thing
不是头脑念的那种经 It is a heart thing 这是心里的一个信
It is something that's on the inside say I believe I'm going to stand strong I'm going to have the confidence
是心里面自己非常确信有确信的实底说我相信
AmenThe Hebrew word for faith is the same root word as Amen.
所以在希伯来书里面刚才说的站得稳就是信心的意思和 Amen 是同样的意思。
Whenever you say Amen,
当你说 Amen 的时候
it means I believe.
你在说我信。
I stand firm in what I pray.
我站得稳我刚才所祷告的就是我所站稳的事情。
Is that what we do?
你们说 Amen 是这样吗?
Oh Lord, I pray that you will do this and do that.Amen. I stand firm in what I believe.
你说主啊，我相信你能做这个做那个。然后你说 Amen， 是因为我站得稳，
Who are you
我深信这个会发生。
Who are you standing firm in？
你深信的这个事情是什么
？That's why we say Amen in Jesus' name.
所以我们最后会说 Amen。
That's why we add in Jesus' name.
我们还说奉耶稣基督的名。
So therefore, I stand firm in Jesus.
我会说我在基督里站得稳。
Therefore, there is a direct link between faith. and you're trusting Jesus.
所以这个信心和到底是不是信靠耶稣是完全相连的。
And that's why, brothers and sisters, it's worth getting to know Jesus.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹们，你们最大的目标就是要慢慢认识耶稣。
Because the more you know Him, the more you have faith in Him.
因为你越认识耶稣，你就会越增加信心。
So that when you say Amen,
当你说 Amen 的时候，
奉耶稣基督的名字
，In Jesus' name,
it means something to you.
当你说Amen, in Jesus' name, 这个是很有意义的，对你来说。
Not something superstitious.
而不是一个宗教的仪式，好像非要祷告完说这么一句。
If Jesus' name means something to you, is it just superstitious?
如果耶稣，你要非要说这句话来结束你的祷告，那这个叫迷信。
Because you need Him.
因为你真是需要。
We need to believe in Him.
你需要有这样的实体性的信心。
And so Jesus asked the disciples two questions.
所以耶稣问了门徒两个问题。
In Matthew chapter 16.
在马太福音的十六章
He says to him in verse 13, he says, Now when Jesus came to the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciple, first question, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they say, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
马太福音十六章十五节，耶稣来到了凯撒利亚菲利比的境内，就问门徒：“人们说人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或者先知中的一位。”
So these two questions we need to ask ourselves.
所以这个问题你也要问自己。
Jesus is asking us, "Who do you think people say about me?"
耶稣会问你说：“你觉得别人认为我是谁
？”Do you agree with them?
你觉得你跟他们的答案是一样吗
？Some of them say John the Baptist. Some of them say Elijah.
有的人说我是施洗的约翰，有的人说我是以利亚。
In our modern day, some say he's a historical figure. Some say he's just a 鬼头。
有人说他就是一个外国人，还有人说他就是一个历史人物。
Amen. That's what my mom used to say. Jesus is just 西方人的主神。我们是拜观音。
My mom used to say that Jesus was a Westerner's God, but we have Eastern God, which means 观音。
Amen. Buddha is Chinese. No, he's Indian.
然后就说佛教就是中国人的神，其实是印度的啦。
You see, who do you say Jesus is?
所以你们要说耶稣是谁呢
？Until my mother could see Jesus and see it, what the Bible tells.We cannot have faith in him.
所以直到我们能够认清楚耶稣到底是谁的时候，我们就不可能真的明白圣经里所说的。
Who does people say Jesus is? Is he the butcher or is he the surgeon?
那你觉得耶稣是谁？他是屠夫呢，还是持刀手术刀的医生
？And then verse 15 said, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?"
所以在十五节，耶稣就问他们说：“你们说我是谁？”
So this is a question that Jesus is asking all of us every day.
所以这才是耶稣每天对你我所问的问题。
Who do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁
？Who do we say Jesus is to us?
你们说呢？耶稣是谁？
You see, Peter answered,
那西门彼得回答
You are Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Who Jesus is the first part of the gospel.
那认识耶稣是谁，就是福音中间的一部分。
What did Jesus do for you is the second part of the gospel.
那耶稣所为你做的工是什么，那才是福音中的第二部分。
So I sowed my mustard seed.
所以当我们放下我们那个种子的时候
of faith.
把自己信心的种子种下。
Amen. Now, God expects me to obey.
然后神呢就期待你要听话哦。
Within the process.
然后借着就有一段过程。
There are things He wants to do to increase your faith.
在这个过程中间，有神想对你做的很多事情，目的是要加增你的信心。
He may ask you to seek Him.
也许他会让你就是来寻求主。
He may ask you to pray.
他也许会让你来祷告。
He may ask you to read the word.
他也许会跟你说要来读神的话语。
He may ask you to honor your parents.
他会跟你说要你尊重你的父母。
He may ask you to do something.
他可能会对你有一个特别的指示。
Whatever it is,
不管他说什么。都是需要说
Our attitude cannot be, but Lord, I'm so tired.
但是你的态度绝对不能说，哎呀，可是主我累了。
He may ask you to go and serve me, and then I will deliver you.
也许耶稣会对你说你来侍奉我然后
我
就释放你
But Lord, I don't have enough energy.
哦主啊我没有那么多力气的
It's just like Jesus says to the man who's on the mattress Stand up
就像耶稣对那个要裹着席子要站起来的人说起来
But Lord
但是那个人说主啊
You can see that I'm paralyzed
你看不到我是残疾人吗
How can I get up
我都瘫了我怎么起来
And he says to the dead girlArise, little girl.
然后他对那个死去的女孩说
Everybody else say, but Lord, she's dead.
把其他的人和说你跟她就起来她是死的。
So when God says to you, serve me.
所以当神对你说来侍奉我。
And we say, but Lord, I don't have enough time.
然后你就会说主啊我没时间。
See, God may tell you to do something that is most inconvenient.
神可能让你所做的是你觉得最没时间最不方便的事情。
Or it may even be the most impossible.
可能会成为那最不可能的事情。
How can I get up when I have no strength in my legs?
我的脚都没有力气我怎么站得起来
How can I arise when I'm dead?
那我都死了我怎么还能够坐起来
But that's God.
但这就是神啊。
He's looking for obedience.
神要的就是你的听话。
Whenever I have said these words many thousands of times in my life as a Christian.
那我自己的一生中就是经常说这样的话。
Apart from help me, Lord.
除了我说帮助我主啊。
I said that many thousands of times.
我就说了好多次的一句话。
But the other two words that I say a lot is
有两个我常说的话就是
死了
I'm dead
我死了
I'm dead
Lord if you don't help me I'm dead
是主啊你要是不帮我
you know,
我就死了
Sometimes God wants you to die
很多时候神就巴不得你死
I said if you really want me to die I'm going to really end up dying
我说主啊你要真想我死的话搞不好我就真死了哦
But seeGod has always had his hand on your life.
神一直都有他的手抓住你的生命的。
You're hanging on the edge.
你呢就一直挂在空中。
He said, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm going to end up dropping down.
主啊，你要是再不帮我的话，我就松手了，我就掉下来了。
And every time when you're just about to let go.
但每次当你挂在空中就要松手的时候
He catches you.
然后神就会抓住你。
Each time when he catches you,
当神抓住你时
Your faith increase.
你就马上有了信心增加了信心
Know that he can do it.
因为你经历到了他在做这件事情
It's like new feathers growing in your wings.
就好像你的翅膀上长出来了新的羽毛一样
God is saying to you and me
神在对你我说
Trust me
相信我
Trust me
相信我
And I said easier than done Lord It's very easy what you say Very difficult for me to trust
容易做来难啊
But LordI'm going to have a go.
但是主啊，我还是得试试。
I'm going to close my eyes.
我要闭上我的眼睛。
And I'm going to just let you take me through the process.
我要允许你带我走过这一大过程。
And that's how he increases our faith.
这就是你加增我信心的方式。
Through our obedience.
借着我听话的态度。
The moment we say no.
当我们决定拒绝时。
I don't want to.
说我不要的时候。
Do you know what happens?
那这个时候怎么办？
God will just wait.
那神就只好等候。
Many of us have waited a very long time.
很多呢，神呢已经等了很久了。我们当中。
It's time to go back to God, give your life back to Him, and say, Lord, here I am. I know I'm a bit of a stranger now.
所以
but do you remember me?
该回转了。就算你已经离开神很久了，你也该对神回去跟神说，主啊，今天我回来了，你还记得我吗？
Many years ago, I was doing this, then I left you.
很多年前我是这样的后来我离开了你今天我回来了
Who do you think Jesus is?
你们觉得耶稣是谁
To you
对你来说
Is he a butcher?
他是个屠夫吗
Or is he a surgeon?
还是一个拿着手术刀的医生
To us he's more than a surgeon
与我们来说耶稣远不止一个拿手术刀的医生
He is the son of God
他是神的儿子
He is the king
他是王
Amen Let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
Lord Jesus
亲爱的主耶稣
We thank you for your goodness and kindness
我们谢谢你的良善
I ask you today
我们今天来寻求
To help us, O God, not to let go
主啊你来帮助我们不要自己放手
But to continue the process
而继续在这样的一个释放的过程当中
To allow you, Lord
来允许你
To really deal with our lives
来处理我的生命
Lord, we want to capture
主啊，我们想抓住
that which you want to give us.
你想给我们的
increase our faith, Lord.
加增我们的信心，主啊。
Help us to obey.
帮助我们来听话。
To obey what your word says.
来听你所说的话。
To believe in you, Lord.
来相信你。
As the Son of God.
信你是神的儿子。
As the Messiah.
信你是基督弥赛亚。
No matter how difficult things are or how good they are.
不管事情是好还是坏。
In good times and bad times.
不管是顺境还是逆境。
We believe.
主啊，我们都相信。
That you are Lord.
你是我们的主。
Of my life.
是我生命的主。
And Father, I thank you.
主啊，我谢谢你。
That when you ask me to do the impossible.
当你让我去做那不可能的事情。
Or the inconvenient.
或者那些不方便的时候。
Or when I'm very unwilling.
当我自己很不情愿时。
Encourage me, Lord.
主啊，你来鼓励我。
To be able to obey your voice.
让我能够听你的话。
To do what your word says.
能够来顺从你的话。
That we must forgive.
让我们能够饶恕。
We will forgive, Lord.
我们就饶恕。
Because after we've forgiven,
当我们饶恕时
doors will be open for us.
主啊，你的门就打开了。
Our lives will change.
我们的生命就变化了。
And I ask you, Lord, to heal our lives.
主啊，你来医治我们的生命。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Let's stand.
Amen. 让我们一起起立。
我爱你，我的主，我爱你，我的主，献上一切，愿你喜悦。我爱你，我的主，
我爱你，我的主，
我爱。
Father, we thank you for loving us all.
主啊，谢谢你来饶恕我们。
That everything you do is for our good.
你所做的都是为了我们的好。
Let your children be obedient.
让你的孩子们成为顺服的孩子。
Not obedient to the world, but obedient to your word.
不是向着世界顺服，而是向着你的话语顺服。
The world does not see you who the Bible tells me.
世界看不到圣经里面所描述的你。
You are the Son of God.
你就是那神的儿子。
You are the King.
你是王。
And today we worship.
今天我们敬拜你。
And today, O God, we sow the seed of mustard seed of faith.
主啊，我们今天种下这信心的种子。
And to say, Lord Jesus,
我们对主你说，
I have decided.
我决定了。
To trust you.
来相信你。
To believe in you.
主啊，我们相信。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Guide me.
你来带领我们。
Through the process.
带领我们走过这个过程。
So that my faith can increase.
让我的信心得以加增。
And so that which is impossible becomes possible.
让那不可能的成为可能。
So Father, I lift up all of our issues.
主啊，今天我们把我们的问题全部交托。
All of our prayers.
所有我们的祷告。
And all of our unanswered prayers.
还有那些没有听到，我们觉得没有听到的祷告。
Help us, O God.
主啊，你来帮助我们。
To once again reignite our faith.
再让我们的信心向前一步。
To believe.
来相信你。
To stand firm.
能够站得稳。
To stand firm.
站得稳。
In you,
在你里面站得稳。
Our faith is in you.
我们的信心在你里面。
And we say Amen.
当我们说阿门时。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面来。
献上生命给最爱。